We're going somewhere. We're a people of destiny with a destination. We're going somewhere, church. I asked Sister Rebecca last Wednesday night if the choir could sing that for this morning. I don't want you to think that it was providential coincidence. So I'm just going to let you know up front. All right, I feel like preaching on heaven this morning. Amen, we're going somewhere. And if we forget where we're heading, we'll lose our place right now. But if we'll get our eyes focused upon that destination, we'll remember who it was that took us there and is taking us there. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 this morning will be our text. The book of Hebrews chapter number 11. We're going to begin reading in verse 8. Hallelujah. The reality is this morning, church, that if you're not heading in the direction of heaven, then you are heading in another direction. It's not a popular message, but it's a truthful message according to the Word of God. There's only two places humanity can go. The one, the Bible said, was designed for you. The Lord said, "Behold, I go to prepare a place for you." But never once was it said that hell was intended for humanity. However, those who choose to reject Christ have ultimately decided that that is the place that they prefer to go. This morning, I'd like to preach to the believers a reminder about where we're heading and how beautiful and how glorious it is, and how that if we can get our hearts focused again upon the place where we're going, we just might be reminded that the things that we're facing down here on this side of eternity are nothing to be compared to what is awaiting us. You see, church, we can be encumbered and downtrodden with all of the negatives of this world and the reminders of the pain and the heartache. I was reminded yesterday at work again about how low humanity can get. We are living in a debauched society. Amen. I was reading the book of Matthew chapter 24 again this week. And the reminder that we are all around us seeing the signs of the nearness of Christ and the closeness of the return of the Lord. Amen. We are living in the time of wars and rumors of wars. We are living in the time of those who are lovers of their own selves, seekers of pleasure. Amen. We are living in the day and the hour that is indicative that Christ is on the threshold of heaven. Amen. Awaiting for the return of the bride of Christ. Amen. Church, it's time to remember that we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot become so weary that we forget that this is not our home. The Bible described us as pilgrims and strangers upon the earth. Amen. I love being a part of Union Pentecostal Church. I love living in Ohio. Amen. I've been to a lot of states and I enjoy coming home. Amen. I love being a part of this community. I love fellowshipping with my brothers and sisters here. But this is not our home. This is merely a stop upon the spectrum of time. You see, church, we've got a place we're heading. And tonight, this morning, if you don't know where you're heading, you are heading somewhere. Amen. I'd like to remind us we're going somewhere. And it's time to get our hearts and our eyes, amen, and our desires fashioned upon the one who's going to take us there. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Hebrews chapter 11. If we could stand this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed." Oh, that's important. Obedience is going to be the difference this morning and whether or not you make it to heaven. Amen. Abraham went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 13 says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a lot of meat in that section of Scripture, and we could dwell there for a little while. But I'd like to just preach this morning on heaven is. Heaven is. This is an acronym I'll be using this morning. I'd like to ask the church to pray together this morning that God would speak to our hearts, and that there's somebody here that is not prepared to go to heaven. You are heading to hell this morning if you are not a believer and follower of Christ. Please don't harden your heart at that statement. I declare it to you according to the Word of God. But I'd like you to know this morning that that doesn't have to be where you go. Amen. God has made a way of escape through the power, amen, the eternal offering of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so this morning you don't have to go to hell. You can make it to heaven. Amen. Church, could we pray together this morning? Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for Your Word. I'm thankful that You've prepared for us a city. I'm thankful, Lord, this morning that we know that You are ready, O God, and waiting to receive the church. May our hearts be ready. Lord, if there's someone here this morning that's not a believer, I pray that Your Word would convict them. God, hide me behind the cross. Lord, allow me to preach Your Word this morning without fear or favor. Oh, speak to hearts the life-changing gospel of Christ. Lord, I love You this morning. I'm so thankful to be a part of the family of God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. You can be seated this morning. Heaven is. The Bible said in verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and they were persuaded of them and embraced them. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Down later on in verse 16, it says, now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. I love being an American. I'm so thankful. The school that I've been working at, amen, every morning pledges to the flag of the United States of America, and that's becoming a rarity in our public schools. But every morning I stop and am thankful to be a part of this great nation. But church, I am a member and a citizen of another nation. I have dual citizenship this morning. And you cannot see the passport to that other country, but I can tell you it's been written upon my heart. Amen. I can tell you that my name has been written there. Amen. Upon the ledgers of those who are citizens, Brother Rose. I'm so glad to be a part of the American nation. But church, can I tell you, it is a glorious thing to know that I have citizenship in another country. Amen. I've been promised something. Amen. And it's persuaded me. And I've embraced it. And I've confessed that this is not my home. I abide here for a short little while. But this is not the end. Amen. The hardships and struggles of this hour will not be the last. Amen. But there is coming a day and an hour when I will step foot in that nation and never more have to return into this land. I am heading somewhere. Amen. You're heading somewhere. If you're a believer this morning, you've been promised some things. And I'd like to remind us a little bit this morning about what heaven is. Hallelujah. I'd like to tell you this morning that first off, heaven is holy. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verse 10, and He carried me away. This is John talking. He carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Hallelujah. Verse 22 says, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter in into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Heaven's a holy place because God is there. We know that God is holy. It's His nature. It's who He is. Amen. The Bible said there will be no temple there, neither will there be sun, for God Himself shall be the temple, and Christ shall be the sun. Hallelujah. He will light the place. There will never be a night. There will never be a moon, Brother Rose, because it will forever be light, because it is a place without sin. It's a place that is holy. Amen. Heaven is a place for those who serve God, who love God. Amen. Who are a part of the bride of Christ. Heaven is holy. Secondly, heaven is eternal. Heaven is eternal. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, this is John 3, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Heaven is holy, but heaven is eternal. It's a place without end. It's hard for us to understand in terms of time. And yet God has stated that it shall be no end, that we shall receive everlasting life, that we shall fellowship with the Son of God, that we shall fellowship with the Father. Amen. We'll know, amen, the believers that have gone before us. Heaven is eternal. Amen. I want to make it to that. It makes it so much more important than just living down here for this short amount of time. Amen. There's an eternal destiny at stake in your life. Amen. There's an eternal value at stake in your life. Isn't it amazing that the time that we have on this side of eternity is so powerful in terms of that side of eternity? I want you to know today, friend, that God wants you to be saved. God wants to have eternal fellowship with you. God wants to know you. Hallelujah. The reality is that hell is also eternal. But it's an eternal separation from God and from the Spirit of God. It's an eternal torment. And yet Christ said that whosoever believeth in Him, in God, in Christ Jesus, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. The world can be saved through Jesus Christ. You can have eternal life in heaven. Heaven is awesome. It is. We cheapen the word today so much. There's so many things that are cheapened in our language, but heaven is awe-inspiring. It is hard to imagine gates, Brother Steve, of a solid pearl. It's hard to imagine streets of gold that are as clear, amen, as can be. It's hard to imagine, amen, the jewels and the stones that will, amen, make up heaven. It's hard to imagine, amen, a place without sin in it. It's hard to imagine a place with no night. It's hard to imagine a place with no need to shut the gates for protection, because there won't be any enemy there. It's hard to imagine. Oh, but church, it is real. Hallelujah. Heaven is awesome. Amen. Heaven is designed by God, and it's unlike anything you and I have ever seen. I wonder how it was when John the Revelator, amen, saw that beautiful, majestic city. I wonder if his mouth gaped open. I wonder if he fell to his knees in awe. Amen. I'm telling you, church, heaven is awesome this morning, and it's a place that I want to be at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. One brick of the streets of gold off heaven, amen, would help you and I out for a lifetime to come on this side of eternity. Heaven's awesome. Isn't it amazing to me? You know, we talk about God being in control in terms of He can provide, and He is the provider. We say God is the owner of a cattle on a thousand hills. Well, He must be. If He's got the type of gold and the type of jewels and the type of stones that He used at His will to design a brand new heaven and earth. He must have everything in control on this side of eternity. Church, I'm telling you, heaven is awesome and it's going to be worth it all. Amen. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. It's worth waiting for. Amen. Heaven is worth keeping on for. Heaven is worth going after. It's awesome because Jesus is there. It's awesome because our loved ones are there. It's awesome because God is there. I'm ready to go to heaven, church. How about you? Heaven is awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heaven is victory. Amen. Heaven is victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelation 20 and verse 1 says, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. Verse 7, and when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, hallelujah, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hallelujah. You know what heaven is? Heaven is victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. Heaven is victory over temptation. Heaven is victory over the struggles. Heaven is victory over the attack. Heaven is victory over Satan. He will not be there. He cannot be there. Amen. Victory in Christ Jesus. That's what heaven is. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm ready for victory. Hallelujah. It's hard not to get excited. You know, you don't cheer against the underdog, but I'm cheering against the devil this morning. When I read about what's about to happen to him, it gets me a little bit more excited. Even so, Lord, come quickly. I'm so sick of that old devil. Amen. His rotten tactics. I'm sick of him trying to destroy the people of God. I'm sick of him trying to destroy young people. I'm sick of the way the enemy works against the people on this planet. I'm ready for victory, Brother Leitner, but we already know that God has already promised it, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Victory ahead. Hallelujah. Heaven is the end of sickness, the end of death, the end of pain, the end of tears. Hallelujah. Heaven is what you and I have been waiting for. And I heard a great voice of heaven, out of heaven, 21 verse 3 through 6, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, it is done. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Hallelujah. There shall be no more tears. No more pain. No more loss. No more hurting. Amen. Heaven is going to be the end, church, for the pain and sorrow of this side of eternity. Heaven is going to be the end of the curse of sin upon this world. Heaven is going to be the end of the separation of God and people. Heaven is going to be the end, amen, of those who have been struggling, amen, in their bodies physically. Heaven is going to be the end of those who have been in pain in their hearts and emotions. Heaven is going to be the end. Hallelujah. And lastly, this morning, heaven is near. Heaven is near. Hallelujah. I almost expected, Brother Steve, one of these mornings, we're going to see it in the eastern skies. I'm ready to hear the trumpet sound, church. I'm ready to go where my Father is. I'm ready to go where those who have gone before us are. Heaven is near, church. Amen. The Bible said, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Amen. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Heaven is near, church. Heaven is on the brink. Amen. We can almost see the signs are ready right now. Amen. For Christ to step out. Amen. To command the angel to get the throne or the horn ready. Amen. For the Father. Amen. To get ready to say, Son, go get my children. Heaven is near, church. We've got to have our hearts ready. We've got to have our hearts ready and in order. How's your house this morning? Is it ready for the return of the Lord? Are you ready for heaven this morning? Are you ready for heaven? If we could have our musicians come. Are you ready this morning? See, everything about heaven is glorious. Oh, there's nothing that can be thought of that would be negative about heaven. The Bible said that Jesus told us, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. There's nothing in heaven that Christ has not willed for us to have. This morning, if you're not a believer, the only thing I can tell you is I'd really start to search my heart and ask if it's worth it. Is it worth living a life down here that seems fun but is fleeting? Is it worth heading towards hell? Is it worth it to sin? Oh, I say, let's just get ready for heaven. Let's just get our hearts ready for heaven. I want you to know something. If you don't know Christ this morning, God has already paid the price for your sins. He's already paid the way for you to escape hell, for you to be with Him. God has already done the work. Let's just trust Him. Amen. The Bible said that whosoever comes to Him that confess their sin, He will forgive them. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you don't know Christ this morning, let's get ready for heaven. Now, church, I thought about this a lot this week. You know, one of these moments we might just see a bomb go off in the sky. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm just talking about the realities of where we're at right now. I'm ready for heaven. I was talking with the kids at school this week and just asking them, have you thought about it? Have you thought about what would happen? Church, have you thought about it in a little while? Have you been thinking about heaven? Is your mind made up that that's where you're going? I'm telling you, young people, if your mind's made up that heaven's where you're going, a lot of the temptations the enemy throws your way will become not worth it, and you'll see that it's not worth it if heaven's your goal. If heaven's our goal, church, we'll see the things and the traps of the enemy that he wants to set. The Bible said, who did hinder you? You did run well. Who did hinder you? Amen. Let's just get our attention set on the goal and the prize. Amen. God's coming back soon, church. And He's coming back for a church that's ready. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. I want to be ready, church. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Church, I'd like to ask us this morning, if you would, let's find a place to pray. And let's ask God to prepare our hearts for heaven. And as the church is coming, I want to talk to you this morning, if you're not a believer in Christ. I want you to come with those who are coming to pray. I want you to give your life to Christ and be obedient as Abraham was. And surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And sojourn in a land that you may not know, but you know it's coming. If you don't know Jesus this morning, I want to invite you to come as the rest of the church comes. We'll use these steps as an altar. You'll have folks that will be here to pray with you. If you'd like to receive Christ and commit your life to Jesus Christ, not just a religious prayer. I'm talking about a life commitment, a life change. I want to invite you to come. Church, let's come pray this morning. Amen. If there's anyone that wants to pray this morning, would you come? Oh, God, make us ready for Him. God, I want my heart to be ready for heaven. Hallelujah. Young people, we got to have our hearts ready for heaven. Church, we've got to have our hearts ready for heaven. Hallelujah to Jesus.
A table spread.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
Someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river, and I must be here forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. And see the bright light shine, it's just about home time.
Oh, I want to make my heart right now.
Father standing
Lord, I'm ready
at
now.
The door.